Okay, Matis, I want to thank you. I really learned how to do this. A stupid person can learn how to use a smartphone. Okay, it's Wednesday night, Minchas Chinuch Shir, Beis Elul, Toshinayan Zion. We're in the middle of Mitzvah Yud Aleph, which is Bal Yimotze. You're not allowed to have chametz in your Rishus. All sorts of dinim, your chametz, chametz you have achrayas on, all sorts of dinim. By the way, I don't want to belabor the point. What you asked yesterday is not fair. He meant before Pesach. That's all. Okay, we're up to, actually, everybody can join in, because we're at a starting point for both print, for the old printings of Minchas Chinuch and the new printings. It's not new anymore, it's old. Yud Zion in the new, Gimel in the old. You have the old, right? Okay. Gimel and the old, and Zion and the new, v'noheges, and all the chinuch says is v'noheges b'schorim v'nekevos. It's a lav. B'chol mokum v'chol zman. It's a lav. Nothing to do with Beis Hamikdash. Nothing to do with karbonos. So kvar harachti liel. Some of you may remember. All of you may remember. The lav she'ein boi ma'isa. Minchas Chinuch had a whole pilpul. If the rule that women a mechuyev and all lavim in the Torah goes on lav she'ein boi ma'aseh, because the way the Gemara expresses it is that they're included in all the einshin of the Torah. Well, we're not going to go revisit that whole pilpul, but Akoponim, he mentions it, and the pashtus bal yimor is lav she'ein boi ma'aseh bal yimotzei, but then he says it's not really im noshim chayavs achkan, but here hu lav she'eish bo ma'aseh ayim b'divi arava machar b'samuch. Meaning that there are certainly ways in which you could be oivim bal yimotze through maise. The Rambam very famously says that you get malchus with bal yimotze if you buy chametz on Pesach, because you did it through a maise. So what the Minchas Chinuch is saying, that even according to my tzad, back in Mitzvah Ches, that women may not be mechuyev in a lav she'ein bo maise, but there's certainly mechuyev if there is a form of, if there's a way to be over the lav through maisa, they certainly would be over, and the mele they would be over even when it's ain by maisa. It would be called lav sheyesh by maisa. Good. V'ine kol ha'chayavim b'mitzvahs chayavim b'lav zeh, because it's a lav, we just said. V'avodim gam came theoretically a mechuyev and bal yimotzei kivin the noshim chayavus. That we have a technical problem. Which is the case by matzah, right? It's not so well known as by arba minim, but you need lochem by matzah also. Lo shayach gabi evit. So evit would never have that. Okay, I'm just trying to turn off my life here. Okay. Imkein ochanami. Here also, the choma shekonevit kona rabo. Imkein lo meshkachas lo she'ilu chomets. This is typical Minchas Chinuch. He starts talking about an Eved, and he's saying an Eved. Eved Kanani, of course, we're talking about, not Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani would not be able to be Eved Islav, because he wouldn't own any chomets. Vafilu benosmo lo dover miyuchad. There is a way to give an Eved something if you give it to him al menashe and the rabo reshusbo, and you limit even what you're giving him, that he can only use it for a specific purpose. You are happy. You're about to become a little happier.
Wow!
I never saw anybody make a brine of fushes on schnapps.
That's because of the times.
Anyway, but feel the nice and little double miyuchah kibub yerdeis and raised on a zayin. So you hear what the Minchas Chinuch saying? There is a way to give an eved something that it would not belong to the adon if you specify what you're giving it to him for, how he should use it. But he says, you know something? You wouldn't be able to yimotze then either, because it's not really yours, because you only have it for that specific function, for that specific use. Efshek, even though I have a shalom, el el also davar lo mikri shalom. By the same token that you don't say Masha Konevet Konarabo in that case, by that token you wouldn't be able to Bali Motse, because it's not really his chametz, because he only has a very specific, limited, narrow ownership, quote unquote, because he can only use it for that specific thing. But now he says, oh, back to Achkan Ef Shalom Ad Al Kaponim Having Motzui Biyodo. That's the good old Motzui Biyodo that the Gemara uses for different scenarios of being Oiva Bal Yimotzei, even if it's not technically Mamish yours. So the Mechaz Chida suggests this would also be called Motzui Biyodo. Motzui Biyodo is a very funny thing. It doesn't really have Gedorim. Like whenever you're stuck, you say, oh, it's Motzui Biyodo. If I sound cynical, I only sound that way. I'm not. Dalkaponim having motzui biyodim kain over mitam hazeh. I'm not known as davar miyuchad. It's for motzui biyodim. And then he says, "Hey, va'odif mikibel olav achrayus." You see that the motzui biyodo rule makes you be mechuyev in chomet shekibel olav achrayus, even if it's mamish not yours. You're not allowed to even use it. You're a shomer, but. Let's say a Shem B'Sachar's level of Shmira, the Achrayas of a Shem B'Sachar, let's say, obviously if you need the Achrayas of a Shoyol, then obviously you're allowed to use it. But Akoponim, a Ganov is Mechuyev and Onsen, he's not allowed to use the object. So that would be, but a full, if you want to know a case of a full Chi of Achrayas of Onsen, where you're not allowed to use the object, it would be a Ganov. Akoponim, if that's Mechuyev, do you remember why does the Gemara use the Svara of Motzui Biyodo to say that Chomet Shekibel Olav Achrayas is Mechuyev in Bal Yimotzei? The Gemara says it if you hold because Dovah Agarim Umomen Lav Kamomen Domi. If you hold Dovah Agarim Umomen Kamomen Domi, then you don't need to say Motzui Biyodo. But if you hold Dovah Agarim Umomen Lav Kamomen Domi, because it's causing you money, saving you the expenditure of money. That's called Gorim Lamon. Akaponim, the Mechaz Chinuch says, the Eved, again, he's like flying around. He's talking about a case where the Eved Kani actually has something that the Adon doesn't own, because the case is the person gave it to him as a present, Al Menashe in Lerabo Rishuspo, and he gave it to him for a very specific use.
Yeah, the limited ownership.
Right. So he says, you know, maybe it wouldn't even be over Bali Motzui in that case either. Then he says, maybe it would, because it's Motzui Biyodo. It's certainly better than Kibbul Olav Achrayas, where it's not yours at all. Bikomukul Machmas to have Motzui Biyodo over. It's called Motzui Biyodo. Because came the notion of the Dovah Meyuchad, that you could use it for a specific thing, having Motzui Biyodo. After Kozman Sheina also had Dovah Hazer. Lo havi shalo, it's yours mamish only for this specific use.
It's a close candidate that's called Matsui Biyado.
Yeah, from Kibbul Olav Achrayas. That's what the Mechaz Chinuch holds. Kamo shato noshim lefichad, lo havi shalo, rakam noshim piv. He gives him, this is not mine yet. He gave it to me only to drink. So it's not mine yet. Right now it's not mine. If it would be Chometz and it would be Pesach. Ayin b'yaredeya. And Ken Kozman shein noisel l'toch piv u'munuch b'reshus alo havi shalol. Mikomo kom, says the Menchaz Chinuch, kiven sheyesh lo reshus le'achol, he has permission, he has full reshus, to eat it al l'shtamish bo, in the way that it was given to him. Dover shenosel al menas kein, havi motzui b'yodo. Okay. Ach l'chora, but maybe, ein u'munuch b'veso klal, kiven the lo reshus klal, but maybe, who says it's by him in the house? Lo shayach the chaveru hishal umokom, tigam dover hashol havi lebailim, afim shol lo dover zeh, l'chol zeh tzurich iyun heitev.
So maybe it's not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it's not much better. Who said it's in his house?
He doesn't have a reshus. Even if it's sitting in front of him.
Right? Yeah. You mean it's not even his reshus, it's the Adon's reshus. Right. Right, right. I'm sorry. You're right, I missed that. He means it's not by you and your reshus, because wherever it is, it's in the Adon's reshus.
Well, that makes it not much easier.
So maybe it's not, that might make it not much easier. He's going back and forth, and he ends up Turkian, you know. Yutches, for those of you who have that, V'cheir Shoyt de V'Koton, Eina B'nei Mitzvah's Klau, they're not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Lo shayich, lo mar de over mebal yeroach. V'meish chometz bershusam, ein beisim mitzuvam lahafrisham. There's no din that Besen has to maneuver that a chayv shayt of a cotton shouldn't be over a lav, as there is by a cotton. I'm sorry, cotton. Even a cotton who's the most shayach to mitzvahs, there's a din. Cotton ochel nevelos we paskin ain't based on mitzvahim lahafrisho. They don't have to stop him. Okay, but v'ine kaimelon to be a dayim osel lachila loy toichlo. Right, even a one day old child, nothing to do with chinuch. You're not allowed to feed an iser or. Not just feeding. You can't give a child an isser to do, even a one-day-old child. I am beivamus to fiyudal and amaral of chashabas v'mashin mem gimel. Ach kan lo shayich zeh. You can't. You know, theoretically, you would say, okay, you can't give them chametz. You can't make them own chametz. He says it's not shayich. Because first, the kaidim's money suro before the chametz is also. To have.
Not talking about feeding them.
What?
I'm not talking about feeding them.
Well, he's going to go through the cheshbonos. He says before the mani suro, let him go through the time frames. Before Pesach, you certainly can give it to him. All right? Okay. Lachas mani suro after it's osur, the mechad noisel him chomis b'matono after b'katan dasacheres makne kone. Normally, dasacheres makne is good by a katan v'chen cheresh. Chutz mishoita, Ayin Rambam, Cheshemishmasim Ereshmen Gimel, Mekomakom Lashayach Kandas Acheres Makne. You can't be Makne him Chometz on Pesach. Nehidel Adazar Ritzvo, Isuri Hano Yeshlehem Bailim, Hainu Denikra Gazlon. If you steal it, I will be Komakom Aina Bershuso. So you can't be Makne it to someone else on Pesach. Imkain Eni Yocholimkor, Velohavi Das Acheres Makne. So it's not das acheres makne. The most you could say it's like it's hefker, and the person can be zochem in a hefker, but a cotton cannot be zochem in a hefker because there's no das acheres makne. Imkein ein cotton zochem in a Torah. So you can't give a cotton chometz on Pesach once it's Pesach. V'afim neimad the hefker midas choshev das acheres makne. Right? We have that side in the Tzoyis Achleishin that maybe hefker is called das acheres makne. Because I'm making it hefker, so I'm sort of hooking up with your being kone. It's not like I make it hefker, and then you're kone. Maybe it's like a flow. I make it hefker, and you're kone. Maybe that's called das acheres makne. There is such a tzad. I in Mishnah Lamelech Echus Mechira Perikov test, but kan lo havi hefker midas ki ena shalo, because we have carried the rachmono. Not really. It wouldn't be called you made it. Thank you. It wouldn't be called you made it hefker.
Okay. What's the case? We're talking about the case where we gave it to a cotton, and we want to say that maybe the cotton was kona because of
it's hefker.
Hefker midas.
Yeah. So he's saying no because it's not really hefker midas because
you
it's not his to be
mafka. Right. He never had midas.
Right. Ach, but come to think of it, cotton zoicha behefker midirabanon.
What is that?
Kemoi, what?
This is where I got lost.
A cotton could be zeichem and a hefker midrabanan. So rabbanan were masakim.
So what?
Let's finish the sentence.
Rabbanan.
Kemoi mitzias cheri shait of a cotton in darkish shalom. In Cain, isa drabanan muta litim lehem afilu biyodayim yadas harbi rishonim. Many rishonim hold that an isa drabanan. Come to Christ, he owns it midrabanan. So that's like called an issa d'rabbana.
What? If you give him chometz on Pesach?
So it turns out, that's what he's saying, there's no problem. Because even if you say that a cotton could be zoichem and a hefkem d'rabbanan, right? Hello? Even if you say that a cotton could be zoichem and a hefkem d'rabbanan, so it turns out it is also d'rabbanan. But an issa d'rabbanan, you are allowed to give him biyadayim. So this would be called you giving him an issa d'rabbanan biyadayim, which is okay. So you can do it again, mitzad, even though it's also for him to be zoicha, even if he's zoicha and a hefkim d'rabbanan, but that you're allowed to already do. So that's also not a problem. He's making sure that there is be no problem with giving a cheresh right of a cotton chometz on Pesach.
So if you give him chometz on Pesach, so it's like
he's saying the only possible
like hefker, and he could be zochah to
the possible problem would be that you're not allowed to give a cotton an issa b'yadayim. So he's saying you're not giving him an issa b'yadayim because you have no way really of being machmeit to him.
Deraisa.
And even if you put it, give it to him, and he's zoicha, he's not zoicha in a hefker in your eyes. Okay, you know what? But he's zoicha in the rabbanon. Then he says, but in this with the rabbanon, you're allowed to give him the yodai. In Cain, is the rabbanon mutum litnu him alfilu the yodaiim? Because that's how we showing him. I am sure. The mishnah of Malach Perik Yudan and Machalahu Chol Zayin. But don't worry, the Mechaschut is not finished with you yet. However, im neimo, if we would say the asim eno shalom makvid rabbanon, v'kol makom ovi v'al yeroa min haTorah, as we've had already countless times in the Mechaschinuch, that it's possible that even if you claim something only mid rabbanon, but it helps on a d'oraisa level, once you claim it mid rabbanon, so now it's yours. So now it helps even in dinim d'oraisa. So that would be true. O machmas svaras achreinim de midrabona nasa de oraisa. Find the mekor chayim some tov mem ches. Shevi divi aget poshet shen koyach biat chachomim. Rak lahaskir mom and avol shiye bishus chaver olo. Okay. Vayim betoizet malukama. Muadukma bishus acherim. Okay, it's going back and forth whether he would be over with the Oraisa theoretically, even if he's only Kona with the Rambonon. I am Shoshlomo, that's all in Machlaikis, Mandiola before the Yahum Kohudu. Now he's going into if Hefker based in Hefker, it could be Machmeh to someone. Svirlei, Dene Michael, Mukmeh, Bishos Hashani, the Mandiola, Mehel, and Machol, the Kalin Kamazer. All of him, Mashikosad, Liel, by the day the Rambonon, Al Kaponim, Havi Motzi, Biyodo, aha, Linian, Lad, Valer, Valy Motzi. So we're back to saying you cannot give a katan chometz on Pesach because of all of these cheshbonos that since he's kind of a drabbanon, so you have a problem. Mikomakom kan efshaloma de enakona klal because kibud avir akinyan drabbanon. At the end of the day, it's only a kinyan drabbanon. Uvamokem yisurlo tikna chazal kinyan. It's quite logical that Rabbanon withdrew their takona that he's kona for Dvar Isser. They don't want him to be over in Isser because of their takona. So they withdrew and they said, you know, we're making a takona that he's kind of into Rabbanon, but only if it's not Osir, not if it's Osir.
But if you give it to him, it's Matsu Viyado. But it's not his.
Here we go. With your eyes, so you can't be Machmeh.
But the Metzias is. You give it to him and you walk away, you go home, and he's sitting there with the promise. It's Matsu Viyado. Right?
He doesn't own it.
It's not his.
He has no way of owning it. Das Acheres, which would help with the Araisa, there is none because it's Hefker.
We said we don't need it. We don't really need it to own it if it's Matsu Viyado. We just need it to be in its reshus.
I don't know if a cotton has a reshus.
Okay.
Well, that's what he suggests. Maybe it's because of the Kenyan Drabbanon, it's Matsu Biyado. It's not Matsu Biyado. If you are commented by me, it's not Matsu Biyado. It's only because of Achrayas. Your comments by me is not called Matsu Biyado. It's only some form of ownership that wouldn't be enough theoretically, but maybe it's enough because you only need, quote, Matsu Biyado. So he suggests maybe the Kenyan Drabbanon makes it Matsu Biyado.
Yeah.
He says, no, there's probably no Kenyan Drabbanon for something that's also to own. So this was in Ray Slamet. Hey, the Ketanim B'mokam Shosu Shalom Kohogan Lav Klubhu.
Kenyan Drabbanon is for Drak Yishol, no?
Yeah. The Kenyan Apu'uto Surak Drabbanon. B'mokam Yisur Lo Tiknu. V'ayim Mishnu Melech Perkez Mishil Matona Lo Chiyud. V'ayim Shach. Oh, but then the Shach comes along. Daito daf metzia koina kotten min ha-toira. The Shach sheet in Chayshim Mishpit is that the bottom line is that a cotton can be koina without the Asacheres Machmeh. It can be koina min ha-hefker midi araisa. Okay? I'll read it again. If you're not sure you heard correctly, the Shach says, "Af Matsia Kaina Kotin Min HaTorah."
Why Af? Because there's no Das HaFeres Makah?
Exactly. Precisely.
Because it's not Hefker Midas.
No. Because it's not Das HaFeres Makah.
So it's not Hefker. In other words, but the other case would be Hefker Midas. Everyone agrees Hefker Midas, but Matsia is not Hefker Midas.
Right. Correct. The Gam Ef Shaloyma De Yisura Lo Nichale Lamikne. Michal Shchinuch was throwing out a svara a minute. He's saying now, but maybe the cotton really wouldn't want to be kaina iser. Afsha cotton writes it, but he does want. But Lav Bandeyahu, who is he to want?
He doesn't know what he wants.
He doesn't know what he wants.
We know what he wants.
He doesn't know what's good for him. Ubechibur zeh ain't mokum lahayrich, which he does an amazing job at being mayrich. Without being virus. Ach bechimeis isa shel cotton. Oh, the cotton has dough. And he went ahead and he made it chametz. Shayach Shapin didn't say, ah, I found the case, says Michal Shchinuch. He's so happy. He found the case where you're Michal a cotton, where you're not allowed to do it because it's called you're Michal a cotton an iser. If the a cotton owns dough, and you go ahead and you put in yeast, you make it rise.
Not eating it, actually.
That's the lashon. Also, achilo is the lashon haGemara, but you can't have him be over and isn't the arisa.
It's
nothing to do with eating. By Bali Motze, so you're making him own chametz
without a king, because you already
own. Okay, he owns the dough, right? So rechia, okay. So all this. So she found the case that you're not allowed to do that. Now he's going to go through different scenarios. V'yimkana chametz b'pesach min agoy b'kesef. Okay, you bought chametz from a goy on Pesach. You're walking through the shuk. You thought no one was looking. You walk through Shar Shechem. No other Jews around, you think. And the big, fresh, juicy, fat, like rolls of bread that they carry on their head, you know. And you bought, by the way, you're not allowed to smell that chametz pashas. You have to be careful, Pesach. If it has a pleasure giving fragrance, like a fresh, warm roll, you have to be careful on Pesach not to smell it. You're having an off from chametz. No, no birchas harech. It's not made for smell. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's a problem. I mean, you have to be careful. It's not a problem, but you have to be careful. If you want to catch someone doing an aveira, you know, no, I'll do that. No, but really, you're not allowed to. And if you're walking by and the fragrance, you don't smell, but it memela, so that's the sugya v'abaye and rova, and psochem, efshar, if you could avoid something and you don't, and you efshar v'loy kamachavim, loy efshar v'loy machavim, efshar v'loy machavim, efshar v'machavim, loy efshar v'machavim, right? The Gemara considers the various scenarios of ability to avoid it, and you don't bother to avoid it. And the other factor is you're mechaveh to smell it. You're not mechaveh to smell it. It's talking about a reyach. Hanoah abo logam bal korcha. That's the name of the sugya. Hanoah doesn't merely mean bal korcha. It means not necessarily beritzono. You're not doing a pu'ula to receive hanoah. You memela have it. It's happening. You're aware that it's happening. So, are you? Is it awesome? Okay. But now we're talking about buying chametz from the guy. You paid money for it, right? Okay, according to Reish Lakish, a kinyan with a guy is the keses.
In other words, the chumash is still over there by the guy. His job yeah. never touched it.
Ayin ba'azov v'b'chayros. I feel one also my pochus meprut the kona. I don't know. Okay, with a guy, pochus meprut is kinda. After the Yisrael in kesef kinda tzorich pruta, the pochus mizal af kesefu. Ayin chashemish v'ruv yoredei. We come up on the guy. Have the kesef afil the pochus mishaver pruta. Ayin erbin that somach beis the soichin the guy afil the pochus mishaver pruta. If a noyach nerak for stealing, I'll pochus mishaver pruta. I don't know why he's saying this. He's just throwing it in.
Together,
okay.
Why did he bring it up in the first place?
But this has nothing to do with chametz on Pesach. Anytime you buy from a guy with a Kenyan kesef, according to Reish Lakish, so you're kind of with pachas mishaver pruta. Like what? Beguftin Kenyan chametz on Pesach. How in the world can you even buy chametz on Pesach? Why don't we apply the rule of Yavad Lai Mahani? Kamilsu Dam Rachman Olay Sever Yavad Lai Mahani. He Amrina Kamilsu Dam Rachman Olay Sever Yavad Lai Mahani. In the Rambam, you have a person buying chametz on Pesach. That's the scenario in the Rambam that you get Malkus for Bal Yimotzei. Because you did a ma'aser, you bought chametz on Pesach, and the Rambam says if you bought chametz on Pesach,
it works.
Yeah, that's the question. That is something to delve into. Ayin chashemish b'tzimun reish ches.
This is more extreme than that because it's only a din by goyim and the pruta thing or kesef.
Talking about a kinyan. Okay. Next piece, the loke. This is the Rambam Chof and Dalet. Chof and the old Dalet. The loke. That's the Chinuch saying like the Rambam that if you own chametz, you made a dough chametz or you bought it, you get malchus. So you could get Malkus of Bal Yimotze, even though you would think it's a lot to Engel Maisa. This is like a Chiddush in the Rambam. I don't know how much of a Chiddush, but this is that even if it's ostensibly a lot to Engel Maisa, but if you did it through a Maisa, you get Malkus. That's the Rambam. Ostensibly, Bal Yimotze is almost your quintessential lot to Engel Maisa. Right? And the Rambam says, if you did it through a Maisa, you get Malkus. Yeah. Okay. So the Minchas Chinuch picks up on that. Chinuch says the same thing. Kain he gam kain das harambam. Usually the Chinuch follows the Rambam in these things. Perak Aleph halacha gimel da also ma'isa loykin vayim mishul melech shomu v'achroidim. We've got another problem. My lavi nitak la'asei. Why isn't Bal Yimotze Nitak La'asei of Tashbisu? Now you have to get rid of the chametz. Okay. Uva Mishnah Melech, I don't know, Sefei, I don't know. Al Kaponim L'daitam L'havi Nitak La'asei. There are reasons to say that it's not called Nitak La'asei, that's the Rav Chaim HaLevi that we learned. It's not Nitak T'asei of Tashbisu. But people that does a toisus tochim that chotes to have in it the klasei, but below kiyum laasei or bitter laasei, right? Because then it wouldn't be called bitter klasei anymore. I am bachrein of Bishar Amelach with Tam Amelach Shom Esh Machachas Bidel, Lokin Allah Lav and Halal. So even according to toisus, you could have scenarios where it's no longer nitak la'asei, and you would therefore get malchus. V'nirid the loken shmonim, the over malbeis lavin, we didn't go into that yet. What the Kabbalah is saying is, Bal Yiram, Bal Yimotze, you would get twice malchus. It's two different lavin. Even though we didn't delve into at all what the difference between Bal Yiram and Bal Yimotze.
It sounds like if you're over one, you're over the other.
Yeah. So we'll see. I hope we'll have a discussion about it when we get up to the lava of Bal Yiroah, which is around 10 mitzvahs. Vayim b'gmar sham hayam b'beis, the bein b'botim bein b'gvulin over in Al-Shnei Lavin, he's mentioning it now. Vayim shagasaryeh, heir b'zeh defshel loikin shmonim, ayin rambam perkalat, what?
Efshar.
Yeah.
Why Efshar?
I don't know. I don't know in what sense it's too lavin yet. It is two lavim in the minyan amitzvahs. Vayin Rambam, Tamura, Toysus, Marsha, Enkamukomo. Vinei Ba'osu Maisa Deloikin, after Das Harava Machabala Kamon, the Cholav Shef Shalavar Bali Maisa, Afim Osu Maisa Ein Loikin, which would be a direct contradiction to what he says here,
yeah.
That if you're over Bal Yimotze through a Maisa, you get Malkus. Chilek B'Shar HaMelech, the Dafka Ba'osu Maisa, the Yochol Lavar V'Lazos HaDover B'li Maisa, Ein Lokin. In this very scenario, you could have done it without a Maisa. Lokin B'Chomets from Ein Lo, then you had to do something to get the Chomets. Asiyas HaChomets HaYakniya Yesha B'li Maisa. That's very important chilek. Again, there is a rule that if you could be over a lav without a maisa, you don't get malchus even if you do a maisa. But there are many seeming exceptions to that rule. So this is a very important shara melech, that we only say that when in the particular scenario that you're involved in, you could have done it without a maisa, and you choose to do it with a maisa. Let's say, I don't know, we'll say
it. So it's not like a...
But here, you have to do a maisa. If you don't own chometz, then you have to do a maisa to own chometz. You couldn't have done this without a maisa. You couldn't acquire chometz on Pesach if you don't own it now. You couldn't have done it without a maisa. You have to do a maisa to acquire chametz on Pesach if you don't have chametz on Pesach. So then, everybody's molded, you get malchus.
How much of a wet?
I'm stopping it.